A very good morning to you, Namibia. Good morning to you, my dear listeners. We apologize for a little bit of a delay. So we have some technical, glitch. We have technical glitch of connecting to Ondangwa Studio. But here we are. Good morning. And how is your Saturday morning? Yeah, I agree with the Francines. If you are listening to the program, Shosho Times. So yeah, to basically saying, so basically, they were saying that look, when you find yourself in difficult moment in life, make sure that the first thing that you do, and this is coming now from a professional, the first thing that you do is exactly what they say. Speak to somebody. Make sure that you speak to somebody, anybody. All right? So that's the first step of the change that may come your way. So the first step, to change whatever you are going through, the first step, it's really to speak to somebody. And if it's not someone of your family, it's not your friend, it's not your teachers, it's not whatever, make sure that you seek for a professional. As they said, you can go to the hospital, you can go to, they will find somebody to help you. And we're here for you. I'm one of the professionals, so you can always call Eagle FM and ask, I need to speak to Mike. Okay? So I need to speak to Mike. So we will always, if I can't help, I can always direct you to people that may help you. All right? So don't cry in silence. Don't suffer in silence. And that's what we are here for. And we actually continue in the same breath. We're going to continue in the same breath. But let me welcome you. It's Saturday morning. Saturday morning, the 17th of January. The year slowly by slowly, it's start moving. You must start moving with the year. Otherwise, you find yourself, when you do your resolution at the beginning and said, I'll be do this, I'll do that. The days have started, my friend. So it's start to move already. So move with time. Move with times. Start already doing what you have, what you have promised yourself to do. Put already in place. Start to do what you already resolved to do for this year. Okay? Don't start February. Don't start March. Don't start April. Start today. In actual fact, start now. All right? Start right now. You only start with, we start with one step. Okay? As I said, the first step, if you find yourself, in difficult moment in your life, the first step is actually to share that. So you see, it's already a step. So now with all your dreams and aspiration and other things that you have want, that you want to do this year, the changes that you want to make or things you plan to do this year. So, well, there's always that first step, whether you just actually have it written down, that's already a first step. Have it written down and, put it somewhere to remind yourself all the time the things that you want to do. That's already a first step. Whether it's now looking at, okay, this requires me to speak to so and so or to start actually, applying for the jobs. So what is the first thing to do? Let me update my CV. Okay. So you see, that's the first thing. Start updating your CV. And, small steps lead to a bigger change in your life. So start with what you can do, what is in your power, and leave what is not in your power to those who are responsible for that. But first step indeed, is the first thing that you need to do. So welcome to Mind Matter. My name is Mike Oshoveli. So welcome to Mind Matter. Mind Matter, it's a show that really, focus on you. And especially we focus on psychological patterns and social factors that influence, especially those things that influence how you think, how you feel, and how you really make decision in life. So, today is no difference. That's what we're gonna do. So before I introduce the topic, so what we do between now and between 11 and 1 o'clock, we call this period time. We call this period as a mental health period, as a mental health time, you know. Where I invite you, as much as I'm actually telling you to, you know, to speak to someone, this is also a platform where I invite you to speak to us, you know, to speak to someone, and that someone is here, right? So we create this platform for you to come through, and whatever issue you may not also have someone that you can talk to. This is the platform. So we created this for you to, you know, to, it doesn't have to be you. It could be also someone that you know, who is actually going through, some difficulties or some, you know, having some problems in their life or being stressful or depressed, whatever the case may be. So you can always come through this side. You can always come through and ask, how do I help this person? Maybe it's talk a little bit of what they are going through, and we can always look at that. So, and also, you know, you come in an anonymous way. You know, if you have an issue that you want to, you know, could be you or could be someone else, you don't have to say who you are, and speak about the issue. Maybe we can talk about it and then see how we can help, or we can find a way to deal with that issue. And as I always said, there are a lot of professionals that I know that I can always refer you to, if it's something that we cannot, you know, be able to deal with. All right. So this is mental health. I mean, this is mind matters. And this is a time we call, mental health, show. So mental health hours. So, and welcome. How's your Saturday so far? So how are you doing? We're still at the beginning of the year. Come on. Don't tell me, oh, I'm so exhausted already. And no. We are far from that. Okay. We are far from that. So we are right at the beginning of the year. So we should be energetic. And if you find yourself already in that, exhaustive, kind of mood and attitude, or there's something that you need to do. And probably what we're going to talk about today might help, you know, might help. So what do we have, for you this morning? So what are we going to discuss? And I'm inviting you from the very beginning. I'm inviting you to join me in discussing this. So, when you come with some experience, you know, with things that you yourself has gone through, it would enrich the program. It will enrich the discussion. So that's what I'm asking you to do. Come through, real life experience. Because what we don't just want to sit here and talk about, theoretically, what is this all about? So we want you, we want to link this, to relate this to what is happening in your life and really have impact in your life. So, and sometimes testimonial or life experience sharing always enrich, you know, the discussion. So I would invite you to come through as well and share your experience in relation to what we're going to talk about. So what are we going to talk about? What is our topic this morning? So we're looking at how much do your belief really shape the life you live now. And this is very important as we start the year, either whether you're a student, whether you're someone sitting at home, you're a graduate sitting at home, looking for work, whether you are someone who actually going through, you know, some difficulties or problems, and you really don't know what to do. So whether you are a parent who is completely now, you know, stressed because of the hectic, you know, life that you find yourself in, we could be in different situation. So we could be in different situation, and if we look, what we're going to discuss apply to any situation you find yourself in. The whole idea is actually to explore how our beliefs, how beliefs shape our identity. So how beliefs actually shape our identity, how they influence the decision that we make, and also how they drive the emotions that we express, you know. So yeah, that's what we're looking at, and the impact now on our lives. Okay, so now let me ask you this, you know, have you ever, because I want you to think, have you ever stopped and wonder? Yeah, have you ever stopped to wonder? Now, this is now a question directly to you. Have you ever stopped to wonder why? Why do you think in a certain way? So if something happened, so let me put it that very clear. So just as the two of you, the two Francinas that we're talking about, if we give an example, if they see, even if they're two Francinas, if they have the name Francinas, each one of them, when you listen to them, they think differently about a situation. It may be complementary to what they're talking about, but each one of the person have a different, because of their different experience, they think differently. That's what I'm saying. Have you ever stopped to wonder, why do you think in a certain way? Why do you feel particular emotions that other people don't feel in a specific situation? Why do you behave as you do when other people actually don't behave in the way you do? It might all come down to what you believe. It all might come to what you believe. So the belief is like, you know, belief is like it's like a hidden compass. You know, that hidden compass. It's not something that you, okay, now you sit and think, okay, what do I believe? And then you act. It's not something that consciously now you sit and think, okay, you don't think of what you're thinking at that time and do. That's not how it happens. But this has become a kind of like, as I said, it's a hidden compass, quietly, you know, guiding you without you knowing, guiding your thoughts. Why do you think the thought you think? Why do you think the kind of thought you think? Eh? If that makes sense. So why do you have the kind of emotion you have in compared to, you know, if something happened, similar situation, you have this kind of emotion compared to the other person might have a different emotion. Why do you have that kind of emotions? Action, why do you behave in the way you behave in comparing to someone else? So what we believe make us who we are. All right? So what we believe make us who we are. So, and that's what we're going to look at. So the whole idea here, okay? The whole idea at the very beginning of this topic, of this discussion, it's for you to understand that the kind of person I am, whether in terms of your identity, who you believe you are, whether in terms of the decision you make, whether in terms of the emotions you feel, so, or the action that you normally take, it's actually depending on what you believe. It's actually shaped by your beliefs. All right? And when we're talking about beliefs, we're not only talking about, you know, I believe in God. Okay? Partly part of that in a larger context, but we're talking about quite a lot of things that you go through in life that has become values. And because they are values for you, they now determine how you behave, how you think, and how you live your life. So now here is something that you have to understand also from the beginning. Certain things that we have believed as children may not actually be relevant anymore. There were certain things maybe we were taught as children, or maybe we have experienced as children, but now as we grew, we may outgrew those beliefs, or they may not be relevant anymore, or they may be outdated, yeah, because things have changed. But in many cases, this we haven't you know those beliefs have been redundant. They have no relevance in your life anymore. But you're still holding on to those beliefs. And sometimes holding on to those kind of beliefs, they become destructive. You understand? They become destructive. Maybe the reasons, the pain that you are going through, the stress that you're going through is because of how you see things based on your belief. And this is now a time for you now to rethink, you know, to relook at this belief and reconstruct them. So that's the whole point. So it's a whole question now looking at where you are. Why am I not moving forward? Why am I not moving forward? Maybe it's the way you think, it's how you think about life. You know? So if you have someone who say, let's say, for example, you have someone who say, look, you have someone who say, like, we are born. There's a saying that we are born to suffer, you know? So now you have someone who believe that we are born to suffer. So that's a belief, you understand? I'm just giving that from the belief so that when we go through, we understand what we are. Someone who believe, amen, we are born to suffer. So whatever they're going through, any suffering that comes their way it doesn't become an obstacle. We are born to suffer. You know? That's another suffering that we need to encounter. So you understand? That's another suffering that we will encounter in our lives. So it doesn't become a problem. But someone who believes in let's say, for example, in the world should be fair. You know, let's say, for example, some people, the world should be fair. Life should be fair. So if anything happened to them, any little thing happened to them, they will be completely crushed. They will be completely crushed. Why? Because they believe the life should be fair. And then why this is happening to me? Why me? Why all that kind of thing? Because you believe life should be fair. Do you see the difference? So that little tiny belief, which we don't examine on day-to-day basis, so they become a believing system that actually control how we behave and how we think and how we how we feel. So, but it has become now your software or hardware, whatever that control the computer. So this is now your engine that makes you, you know, that's why I say what we believe make us who we are. So you get the picture. So that's what we're going to look at now, a little bit in depth. So now I'm going to explain. Let me explain first of the belief. What is belief? And I'm not going to explain this academically, just for us that we have a working meaning that you and I actually saying the same thing. All right. So when I think of belief, it's just basically something you feel or think it is true. You understand? It's something you think is true, even if you don't have a solid proof. Sometimes you don't even have a solid proof to back it up. But it's something you feel or you think. You just have this sense that this is true, or you think this is true. So it's like a strong idea in your mind that shapes how you see and understand the world around you. So without this belief, we can't make sense of the world. So we relate to the world based on the beliefs that we have. This kind of values, you can also say the word value, this kind of values that we have, you know? So, anything that you do is based on your beliefs. All right. There's also what we call, there's also a belief system. Now this becomes now, many of these now things that you become, you believe, you're encountering in different way. Let's say, for example, you have certain things, you have some religious belief that you have some cultural belief values that you have some, you know, knowledge you pick up through studies, you have some political beliefs, you understand, those become now, that becomes now a believing system. You understand? Now, this believing system has become like a framework of ideas and conviction. These are now your framework of ideas and conviction. Now, that influences how now we interpret the world. So this now believing system or a framework become now our kind of like the reference we go to, you know, the reference we go to interpret the world, to make decision, to interact with others. All right. So these systems are deeply now embedded in our lives. So, and they often influencing us, but without us even realizing it. So this become now your believing system. You don't go, sometimes you're not even aware of your believing system. You just go on with your life doing certain things, but you don't know why. Remember what the question I asked at the beginning? You don't know why you do what you do. You just said, I'm just short-tempered. Eh? I'm just short-tempered. Do you think God just made you? That's a habit. It's not something in your gene that was it's part of your biological makeup that you can't change. If I'm born blind, you know, there's nothing that I can change. That's physically on me. So, but being short-tempered is not genetically part of you. So it's not biologically part of you. It's a behavior that you have adopted. So do you know where that come from? Maybe they certain belief. Now, when you said, I'm just short-tempered, I'm a nigga, shaking the ring out. Now, that has become now a belief. That's what you are. So now you don't even control that because you believe that's what you are. You see? But is that the case? Can that be changed? Yes, it can be changed. And that's where the evaluation, this is why this topic is very important for us now to, you know, to understand. So we talk about the belief and their believing system. Those belief become the believing system. Now those believing system now influence how we interpret the world, how we make decision, how we interact with other people. So, and believing system, you can call them, it's also something you can refer. Maybe it's the values that determine what you believe. It's playing with words. Exactly. So, yeah, that's what that I want us to go into. Now, before we go into that, let's have a quick musical break. And when we come back, we're now going to look at the types of belief systems. Just we're going to quickly go look into the type of believing system and how do they shape our worldview, how our believing system shape our worldview. So stay tuned. We'll be back. So I'm gonna, you know, I'm gonna give you Lakin Dube. What is the song? Where is that Lakin Dube? Lakin Dube. You can't believe that, you know. So when you leave your day life, when you live on day to day life, you just think these people are still alive. These people are still alive. I can't find the title I'm looking for. So, Lakin Dube, Remember Me? I think, yeah. So, coming up. We'll be right back. That's the legendary Elakin Dube. May his soul continue to rest in peace. Good morning, and welcome to your favorite radio station. This is Eagle FM, and you are on Mind Matter. I'm Michael Chiavelli, your host this morning. So we're looking at how much do your belief really shape the life you live. So we are exploring the how beliefs shape our identity, how beliefs shape our identity, our decisions and the emotions that we have, and basically how beliefs impact our lives. So, and I said at the very beginning of the year, we want to examine where did we go wrong in not being able to accomplish what we wanted. We may find ourselves in a certain situation, in a very difficult moment, or we might find ourselves going through some difficult emotions. So the question is, what is the guiding principle? What is the underlying belief that, you know, shape the way we think and the way we feel and the way we make decision? So that's what we're looking at. So maybe I'm stuck in this kind of situation because of the way how I think. Sometimes I'm thinking outside, thinking, oh, it's because him, it's because of that, it's because the government doesn't do this, it's because she was, my mother, not my father, my parents are not doing this, it's because of, I'm looking at outside, and the way I'm looking at that is because of that the kind of principles I have, the kind of beliefs that I have. So it could be that these beliefs are misplaced in the way that they're affecting me in my decision. They're affecting me in who I think I am. They're affecting my emotions. So that's at the length. That's the length I want us to go to. All right. So that's the length I want us to go to for you really to understand that sometimes where you are in life, it's actually being determined or is being shaped or influenced by the way you think, and the way you think it's coming from we talked about your believing system. Let's look at some of the believing systems. So the believing system that shape your worldview, the way you look at the world, you know, you're not empty. How do you interpret the world? So you must have a point of reference to understand the world. You understand? So you have many believing system. So you have a religious believing system, for example. So some of you are believers. Some of you are religious people. Religious belief, they are rooted in your faith. And this normally provide a life, you know, it provide answers to life big questions. You know, the purpose of life, the morality, and what happened after death. So those kind of big questions. So morality, for example, the way you behave, it depends. Maybe you're a virgin and you're about 25, 26. Could be, hardly, hardly that could be, you know. So why you're a virgin? Maybe it's because of your religion, isn't it? You believe that I have to save myself for my husband, for my future husband. You understand? You see now how that belief actually, you know, shape the decision you make on a day-to-day basis. So when we talk about faith can move mountains, we're not talking about faith in God. We're talking about that belief can actually propel you, influence the decision you make. You understand? So, as I said, religious belief, also looking at providing answers to the bigger questions like, you know, the purpose of life. So, If you are someone who really have no purpose, where you don't know where you're going, for some reason it's kind of like, life is meaningless. Let's say, for example, that's your belief. Life is meaningless. So you are more likely to behave recklessly. Because whatever you do, it doesn't mean anything. Do you see how we don't realize that. And as I said, some of these beliefs, you may hold that belief, but you don't even know that you hold it. So do you see that, just that value you believe, which you might not even know, have a big role to play, have a big influences on your day-to-day decision and even how you feel. So you wake up because you believe, well, life is meaningless. You woke up feeling empty. Eh? You woke up feeling empty because you believe, well, life is meaningless. So what's the point? So with that kind of, even the way you relate to people would totally different. Because whether I say something that is hurtful or whatever, why do you care? Eh? Why do you care? Life doesn't mean anything. So, yeah, so that's one area. So you have a religious belief. I mean, a believing system. You have a religious belief system. And do you see how that actually shapes what you do in a day-to-day basis? So you don't even need someone to check on you. Okay? So if you believe God, let's say, for example, you believe in God and you'll be judged. This is your belief. You believe in God. There's heaven and hell. You believe that there's the heaven and hell. That belief in itself already dictate what you do in your bedroom. Nobody's watching you, but you see how powerful that is? You know, just that belief itself, it's already dictating what you do. When you wake up in the morning, what do you do? You already feel, oh, well, if I don't pray, I may not feel protected throughout the day. You understand? It's already dictating your action and nobody's watching. You see how powerful that is? How those beliefs, those convictions you have become powerful, influence, become powerful. How they influence your life powerfully. So now, as we go through all these, just understand that this is where now I want you to understand. I want you to understand why we're doing this. It's for you now to look at. There are certain things that are, some of them are redundant as the time goes. Some of beliefs have no meaning anymore. They are limiting. Are they help you to grow or are they limiting you? This is what I want you now to reflect on as we go through all this. That's the underlying purpose of this, what we're doing. Does this belief help me to grow, to be successful, to actually expand my potential, or does it limiting me? That is holding me back. That's the whole purpose of this. Because the reasons where you are, it could be that you being limited by the kind of beliefs that you have. So the other believing system is your cultural believing. It's a cultural believing system. So cultural beliefs are those passed down through generations and influence tradition. Okay. There are traditional values. There are traditional customs. So there are certain things that you believe. Okay. Now, how do you behave when someone passed on? In an environment when somebody passed on? There are certain things that you do. Now, let's take to the extreme. You have some nations, you know, who believe that when somebody passed on, they are gone. We as Christians believe that, but we don't act it in that way. There are those now from the very beginning as part of their cultures that when somebody died, they celebrate. Why? They believe because that the person has actually left the world of suffering, now they move to the world of freedom, and therefore you celebrate that that person have moved to a better life than here. So people celebrate. So, but we also believe more or less the same thing, that when you die, you go to heaven, but we still actually cry because of our attachment to the person. Now, do you see that, just that belief, just an idea in your mind determine how the two of you, that this idea in your mind determine how you behave? Do you see how powerful that is? Or, like, take another, this could be a religious, but it's a more cultural as well, where you believe that, you know, the most sacrifice in that religion, for example, is to, you know, to be a martyr, killing for God. You know, killing for God. And you could actually even deny your own, you know, pain and suffering for the belief that you have, for wanting to be a martyr. Do you see how, and that's why I said, this is when I'm telling you that when they say, I don't know who, when Jesus said, you know, a faith move mountain, or someone who said that. So it's the conviction, what that belief make you do. In anything that you have achieved in life, it's coming from some kind of a belief. It's some coming from some kind of value. It's coming from some kind of conviction. So, and those are the things that you have to examine. If I find myself stuck, what make me stuck? We can easily blame other people. We can easily blame system, you know. But sometimes it's the way we think. You are stuck saying, I don't have money to go and study. But someone, even maybe poorer than you, you know, think differently, have a different beliefs. I need to hustle. I need to find a way to actually what I want. You see that determination? You see that belief? How that actually make them achieve what they want? It all has to do with the beliefs. So I talked about cultural belief system. That was we're talking about. Now, in many African cultures, respect for the elders is deeply held belief that shaped family dynamic and societal behavior. So if you now compare how you behave when it comes to elders to someone else, there's a difference. Why? It's because the culture has created a value in you that you believe in. Do you understand? So what I'm trying now to create, to say is also, but that could also happen, but certain cultural value or customs that we learn to believe in, they could be redundant. And instead of helping you now to grow, to become better, they're actually limiting you. Or let's say, for example, some superstitions that you may have learned through cultural. What is that? Vati omme mengokunema did data rashke. I wish Nalovanda was here. Omme mengokunema did dafa data rela many, you know, irokunomi pindida changepi. So there are some of those cultural things that you look at and said, if a woman have a feet like these, that cannot be married. You know? So I know Nalovanda would argue with me in this way. But would that be now, in understanding that, you may decided to find someone that is really, really very, very, that could be your wife. In very other aspect, in many other aspect, very behaved, well-mannered, and all that, everything, work hard, what, you can say all that, but the only thing that make you decided not to, it's your conviction that you have instilled in you from cultural point of view, that because you have this type of feet, cannot be married. You see how that limiting can now, this is now where we're looking at. You see how that may actually limit you from, you know, from becoming, from growing. And there are many, 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 many nuances that we can look at it. There are many, many, many other things. I'm just giving some few examples. Anything that you do come from conviction is some sort of a belief. You are not empty. You don't just do things because you need to do it. No, your believing system become your library, become your point of reference. That's where you go to see, because this is what you believe. Anything that comes in, anything that you want to do or think or feel, you go back there. Okay? How do I have to feel about this? You go back there. You remember at this time you met this, this is how you felt. Okay. You start to feel the same again. So it's based on your convictions. So because you have it, somehow it becomes a value for you and become a point of reference. So other believing system, you could be also believing in some scientific believing. You might have a scientific believing system. Scientific belief, you know, that are based on evidence, experimentation, and observations. So that unless I see something, unless I observe something with my own eyes, I'm not going to believe that. You understand? And therefore, in the way how you relate to reality would always based on physical evidence. So which now, in somehow, it could be limiting it. You know, physical evidence, experimentations, you know. You may not even trust your own emotions. You see a guy and you love you, or you see a woman that you have these emotions and you kind of like you would like to have some kind of experimentation for you now to see whether you love that person or not. Or there are people who don't believe now in love because these are emotional aspect that cannot be really tested. You understand? So what you have to understand is also the broader understanding in terms of that people have different beliefs that are different from yours. And if we can understand, is that become a basis of understanding where you can understand that people have different belief systems? And their belief of system are point of reference. And the one thing that we do, mostly when I'm a behavioral counselor, one thing I always immediately look at the person is not judging the person based on what I believe. It's actually trying to understand what do they believe for them to behave in this way. So, and that's the most important. You get into their world. Not interpret their action according to your world, according to your believing system. That's how you can understand the person better. So you understand. So the first thing when a person does something, is not judging it according to me. And this is what we do mostly as on a day-to-day basis. We judge the person. This person is wrong. Yes, is wrong according to what you believe. Why would they do something like that? The most interesting, the most curious thing from our point of view, from our professional point of view, is actually looking at why would they do something like that? What is going on? So you realize that they actually have a different conviction than yours. Uh-huh. So they did this because of what they believe. Now the question, that's now you can be able to come into the discussion. Now you can now, how do I convince them then that what they believe could be wrong? Or that's what make them actually do things like this, which actually could be wrong. So you see that, you see the basic. So we have political believing system. We have a political believing system. You may have a political believing system. Political belief influences how we view governance. So how we view leadership, how we view societal structure. So I experienced this on Unpacking the Day. When you have some people, you know, because of their political believing system, they may not see anything wrong the government is doing. You understand? They may completely ignore even the obvious thing. You understand? And you may have the other people who don't see anything right the government is doing. You understand? Why we're looking at the same thing and see totally different things? This is something that you have to ask yourself. Don't take it for granted that's who I am. So because that influences your decision, influences your thinking, influences your thought, your emotions. And that kind of belief could be destructive. Eh? I even remember talking to someone and said, look, in a political way, I said, look, you know what most I found in life that is more helpful for me? I would love someone who can tell me things that I do right. If people just come to you praising all the time, oh, you're this great, and completely ignore your shortcomings. So they would just say, oh, you're this great, you're this marvelous, you incredible, you, oh, you're the best, you're the very best, you're whatever, you know. What do you think? You may start to think that you have no mistakes. You have no, you know, flaw. You have no flaws. So, but this doesn't help. As much as that you want, it's okay to be praised. It doesn't help you to improve. And that's why I said, well, I would prefer, well, as much as you can praise me, you can also criticize me. Because the criticism, if it's coming really from a good place and it's really factual, it helps me. It would help me now to become better and better. So, and basically, this is where I want you to go, to become self-critical. Self-critical of your values, self-critical of your beliefs, because they are the underlying, you know, they are the architecture of how you think, of how you feel, and of how you make decisions. So someone who believes, we're talking about political system here, someone who believes in democracy may value freedom of speech and fair elections, while others who lean towards, maybe you are leaning towards authoritarianism, and that one may prioritize order and control. So you see, and that in itself would actually determine how you think and how you behave. You see what, when I tell you that, that's mind matter? Yeah. So we can talk about social beliefs. We can talk about, and the most important one, personal beliefs, your personal belief system. Yeah. Your own personal belief system. So there are unique convictions that you as an individual develop based on your own experience and values. So if you were in a relationship and, let's say, for example, you have been abused in both real relationship, what do you develop? You're a woman, in your three relationship that you have been abused by men. So you may actually develop a personal value or a personal belief that men are very abusive. Do you understand? Three men have abused you. Now you have this, that men are abusive. So what do? That belief that you have developed have consequences on you, have actually influence on you. So you start maybe avoiding men. So, but you have actually grown in a loving family with a loving father, with loving brothers. So you see how that beliefs has become limiting, because it's not true, because you have a different experience. There are other experiences that actually may, you know, counter that. So, but then that beliefs may actually limit you, and you start to believe, and once you start to believe that, you start to behave, you know, based on that belief, based on that conviction. So I want you to take a moment now. Take a moment, because this is the whole point. I want you to take a moment. Think about your own beliefs, fundamental beliefs. Are they rooted in religion? Are they rooted in culture? Are they rooted in science? Are they rooted in politics? Are they rooted in personal experience? How have they shaped your decision? So these beliefs, how have they have shaped your decision? How have they shaped your relationship? How have they shaped your worldview? So I want you to reflect on that. So while you reflect on that, let's have another musical break. And this time, where's my friend? I'm looking for my friend, Bujut Barton. I'm looking for my friend Bujut Barton. I'm a Jamaican. Where is that? Looking for a Jamaican. I am a Jamaican. Okay, Bujut Barton. I'm a Jamaican.
Yell yard man. Yeah, yard man, don't respect. I want to I respect and love man to all Jamaican, no matter where in the world. One eye, like I want you. No matter where in this world I go, I am a Jamaican. No birth papers I have to show, that I am a Jamaican. No matter where in this world I go, I am a Jamaican. No papers I have to show, cause I am a Jamaican. I have Jamaican walk, them here Jamaican talk, cause I am a Jamaican. Them here Jamaican chat, them say Jamaican bop, cause I am a Jamaican. Now everywhere in this world I go, I am a Jamaican. And no ID I will have to show, cause I am a Jamaican. Them say, Lord, what a boy can run, that is a Jamaican. When them see the Rasta man from Jamdom, that is a Jamaican. Dressmaker, baker, tailor, shoemaker, market, woman in a donkey cart. Rivers and streams, fountains and mountains, in a Jamaica we have it all. Now anywhere in the world I go, I am a Jamaican. No birth papers I have to show, cause I am a Jamaican. When you hear that music I play out the door, it must be Jamaican. When you smell the food I cook, when the breeze blow, that you be Jamaican. Hey, beautiful smile, God fearing people, known across the world, yet you're so simple. I am a Jamaican. No ID I might need to show, cause I am a Jamaican. Oh, them people they laugh so much, got to be Jamaican. They have overcome struggles and been through so much, got to be Jamaican. You're not hard, you're not tough. You got to be Jamaican. Resilient and brave, industrious. Yes, we are Jamaican. No matter anywhere in this world I go, I am a Jamaican. Pro IT, I'm enough to show, I am a Jamaican. Them say, Lord, what a boy can run, must be a Jamaican. When they make the reggae music from Jam Jam, got to be Jamaican. Dressmaker, baker, tailor, shoemaker, market, woman in a donkey yard, rivers and streams, fountains and mountains, Jamaican ice nuts.
All right, that Buju Buju. And welcome to... Okay, welcome to Eagle FM. And if you're just joining us this Saturday morning, we're trying to rock it. Not rock it, actually, you know, how would I say it? Yeah, have fun, actually, with the reggae sounds there. So, good morning and welcome to Mind Matters. Our time is about 18 minutes past the hour of 12 and we go up to 1 o'clock. So you're most welcome to come through. We have covered quite a lot. So you are most welcome to come through and have your contribution. Have your say. Come through. Share your experience. And as I ask you now, how have those believing system, how have your own beliefs, are they rooted? What are they rooted in? Are they rooted in religion? Are they rooted in culture? Are they rooted in science? Are they rooted in your own personal experience? You know, and are they rooted in politics? And how have they shaped your decision? How have they shaped your relationships? How have they shaped your worldview? So that's what I ask you to think of as we went on that break. So what do you think? What have you thought? What are your thoughts? You're most welcome through. We're coming through. We're coming to you. We're coming to you live from on Dangwe Studio. Our telephone number is 08-3366-091. 08-3366-091. So if you would like to share, want to contribute, and remember, this is Mental Health Hours. If there are other issues that you would like to talk to, not specifically on this topic, that you would like us to address, you're most welcome. And the same number, 08-3366-091. So now think about, with what I have asked you earlier, I want you to think about a recurring pattern in your life. Now, remember what we're doing here. What I want you to is to recognize any limitation when it comes to either the things that where you find yourself in life. If you are not happy, if there's something that you're not happy about in your life, whether emotionally or physically or just situation like, you know, why am I not, you know, succeeding in what I want to do? Looking at also where we are at the very beginning of the year, maybe you're looking for a job, maybe you're looking for school, you're looking for whatever that is. So normally success at the end of the day depends on your belief. It depends on your belief. When you say, well, that's not the only thing, but there are also, yeah, it depends how you look at it. It depends on how you look at it. And that comes from what you believe. So I want you to think of a recurring pattern in your life. Maybe how you approach work, how you approach relationship, how you, or challenges, yeah, or basically challenges in your life. And I want you to ask yourself, what belief is at the heart of this? Okay? Looking at how you approach life, how you approach work, how you approach things and challenges, especially challenges in your life. stress and any challenges, you know. And I want you to ask yourself, what belief is at the heart of this? In the way how I approach challenges, in the way how I approach relationship, in the way I approach whatever you find very challenging, what belief is at the heart of this? Okay? So you might find out, you might never actually found time or found it necessary to ask yourself that question. That could be what has been limiting you to make move, to get to the next level of your life. You know, whatever that may be, could be a relationship. You know, why am I not getting a man to get married? Why am I not getting a wife to get married? If that's what you want, it could be that. This has now become a recurring. This is what I ask. Look at the recurring pattern in your life. So what belief is at the heart of this? So what is your belief system? What kind of a belief that, what is conviction that you have? Maybe you believe, sometimes it's a belief that you don't even know. Maybe you have a belief that, you cannot trust a woman. So consciously, you don't think about that. Consciously, you don't think about it, but you have a belief that's lying under, you have a belief that, that lying underneath there, which you consciously don't think. So, and this is what I'm asking. What belief is at the heart of whatever? Of that. So you may find that that's actually what is limiting you. And most of the time, when you succeeding, is because of certain belief as well. Because there is that determination. I need to do this. You know, I got to do this. When you wake up in the morning to whatever time in life, whatever time whether at night or in the morning, early in the morning, to do something, it's because of something you are convinced about. It's because of something that you believe in, that if I do this, it will actually change this. So the same thing, the other direction is the same. It's basically true as well. So the reasons why you stuck, maybe being procrastinating or whatever, is because you think that I will do this tomorrow, you know. And that kind of belief, why do you need to hurry up? Because it's a certain conviction that make you stuck there. That's what I want you to evaluate. And basically, what I want you to do is to challenge it. Challenge it. If that belief isn't helping you, and remember, you operate on beliefs. So belief systems are like engines. Sometimes you don't even know them, and I keep telling you that. So it's a time to examine that. Examine what beliefs at the heart of what you are doing. What is your conviction? So, and I want you to challenge those beliefs. If they are not helping you, replace it. Replace it with something better. Replace it with a better belief. And sometimes it's very, very difficult to get these beliefs that we have been living in, that we have been believing in for years. It's not just something you woke up, okay, now, no. Sometimes it's very, very difficult. So maybe you are someone you think that you're not good enough. Or I'm not good at this. Sometimes something that you may not succeed because you believe you're not good at it. When you believe you're not good at it, you tell every part of your body, that, don't do anything. Replace it. I'm learning this. So when you say it, I'm learning, you see how that shift of perspective changes your whole approach. You understand? It changes the whole of approach. Now your body, actually every cell in your body said, okay, let's do something. Okay? Let's learning. We may get there. So, but when you say, I'm not good at this, it tells you, okay, leave it. Don't even try anything. You say you're not good at it. Don't try any. That shift of perspective, that worldview changes exactly whether you succeed or you don't. And at the beginning of your school term, beginning of your university career, studying time, that's very important. Understand that. Develop positive beliefs that helps you to succeed. Because you operate on beliefs. You operate on, when you understand that you operate on beliefs, look for beliefs that actually help you to succeed. Now, maybe let's look at, so by the other thing that I'm doing now, by examining and adjusting your beliefs, you can now transform how you think, you know, how you feel and behave, and creating a better path for yourself. Now, let's look at how beliefs really shape your thinking. How does it shape your thinking? So remember, as I said, here we go a little bit in your head. Okay, the process that happened in your head. And once you understand that process, you can be able now to understand, okay, this is what I'm thinking. Okay, this is what I'm going through. So you have to understand that. So now, what do you believe influences how you interpret the world? Okay? What you believe influences how you interpret the world, your believing system, or your believing system that we have looked at, whether it's political, religiously, scientifically, cultural beliefs, a system, whatever, your own personal experience, what you believe influences how you interpret the world. All this system, your believing system, becomes the reflection, becomes the reference of how you see the world. Okay? Now, if you believe that, say for example, if you believe that hard working leads to success, so you are more likely actually to approach every challenge with determination and optimism. Okay? When you believe that hard work lead to success, now that in itself, you know, it create that kind of a, it start, that would create an attitude that, you know, every challenge now you face with every challenge with determination and optimism. Now, flip that. Say, on the other hand, if you believe life is unfair, okay? Life is unfair, you know. So you might feel discouraged or give up when things get tough. And when things actually get tough, you kind of think, okay, you see how the life treating me? You see how beliefs shape your thinking. You know, as I said, what you believe influences how you interpret the world. You know, it shape how you thinking. So simple. And that's a reality. And that's the difference. The difference of success, this difference of success and failure, it actually comes to this. It comes to how you interpret the world, how your worldview. It comes to how your worldview, and your worldview, it's coming from where? It's coming from your belief system. Okay? Now, so your beliefs can trigger how you feel about a situation. Now, how belief influences, we're looking at now how beliefs influences is your emotion. How do they influences you? So your belief can trigger how you feel about situation. Now, imagine if you believe that making mistake is part of learning, okay? Making mistake is part of learning. Maybe that's what you believe. If you fail, let's say, for example, you fail at something, you are likely to feel hopeful and motivated to try again. You see that in itself, just believing that making mistake is part of learning, When you fail, you get up again because you believe, because you are still hopeful and motivated to try again. But if you believe mistakes mean failure, okay, that I have failed, the same situation might make you feel, make you feel actually defeated, make you feel embarrassed, make you feel whatever the case may be. Do you see the two things? Just one situation and how we approach it depending on how, on what we believe. That's what I want you to realize. And that's what the examination I want you to make with yourself at this very beginning of the year. So that you get rid of beliefs that are limiting you. Some are personal one. You have carried them through experience. They might be redundant. They may not help. They may have helped you in a certain situation some years ago, but it may not be helpful anymore. Okay? That's where I'm asking you to examine and challenge some of these beliefs. All right? So, your actions are often a reflection of what you believe. Basically, your actions are a reflection of what you believe. You don't just do things. You do things because of your conviction. Let's say, for example, if you believe exercise is good for your health, okay? Exercise is good for health. So you will likely make time, you know? You will likely make time to do some workout. And do some workout regularly because you believe exercise is good for your health. Well, someone who doesn't, you know, someone who probably said, I'm not the type of person who can stay fit. Okay. Let's say, for example, you believe that I'm not the type of person who can stay fit. So what does that mean? You start to avoid physical activity altogether. Yeah? Even if it's benefiting, even if it would benefit you, you avoid that because your belief now, you know, determine, influences the decision that you make, your behavior. I'm going through this over and over just for you to understand exactly what I'm saying. It's very, very, very important, because your success and your failure depend on this. Seriously, it depends on this. Because this is your driving force, a belief system that you have. It's your driving force for anything. Anything you do, whether it's what you think, whether it's what you feel, whether it's what you be, is how you behave, is actually the driving force. And if you understand your believing system, if you understand what you believe and how that influences your decision and your thoughts and what you can be able to challenge that, to change that, and maybe to reinforce that. Now, maybe let's look at some real example. Let's take a student who believes that they are capable of learning anything with enough effort. Okay? With enough effort, if you are a student, now you have a belief that with enough effort, I'm capable of learning anything. So with a student with that kind of belief will approach difficult subject with definite curiosity and persistence. You see how that belief has created this attitude. Your attitudes are coming from your beliefs. So that student would approach any difficult subject now with that kind of curiosity and persistence. And this mindset, this kind of mindset often lead to, you know, to better academic performance compared to those, to someone who believes, I'm not smart enough for this. Eh? If you have someone who said, well, I'm not smart enough for this, what happened? you develop, that's already in itself create an attitude of, oh, why bother? Why should I bother? I'm not smart for this. You see the difference? It's a very tiny difference. And they make a massive, 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 massive difference in your life. So we can look in terms of feeling. When it comes to feeling, if, say, for example, you believe your friends, your friends truly care about you. Maybe it's your belief. My friends truly care about me. So if you believe that, you will feel loved and supported in their company. You understand? But if you believe maybe that people are only nice to me out of obligation, let's say, for example, they are just nice at me out of obligation. So what does that do? That kind of belief already, you know, changes your attitude. So you may start to feel lonely or feel unworthy when you are in that same social situations. You understand? Many of things that happen in your life, whether in terms of thinking, whether in terms of feeling, it's actually based on, influenced, or shaped by your believing system. And unless we recognize that, we keep on actually blaming the world outside ourselves. And we continue to feel more stressful, more exhausted, more whatever, because we don't believe it's us. We don't believe it's us. It's always someone else. It's someone else. Yeah? Even when it comes to your behavior, if you believe saving money is important, what if you believe saving money is important? You might stick to budget and avoid unnecessary spending if you believe money is important. So, that belief would actually, your approach now to money would be, you know, you stick to budget and avoid unnecessary spending. But what if you believe, hey man, life is short. Life is short. Spend it freely. Yeah? Life is short. So, you see, that would actually encourage you now to indulge in luxury purchases and live paycheck to paycheck. You see how strong and how important it is actually to examine your beliefs. And remember, some beliefs have been instilled in you at a younger age. And you never actually even evaluate them. You may still carry certain beliefs that have no bearing to your life anymore, or actually limiting you. So it's a time for you to examine this belief. So when we come back, we're going to look at what behind this belief. What is that behind? What is behind the beliefs? For the belief to really have strong impact on our life. So what is actually behind them? Kevin Little, Tenyon. So we'll be back. Stay tuned.
Yo, yo, Massive.
Knocking on the heaven's door. A very good morning to you. Our time is about 47 minutes past the hour of 12. And we still have about 13 minutes before we say ta-ta to my mentors. And head over to the Ongwediva, not the Ongwe, the Vantu colleague, Elizabeth, who will be coming with Elizabeth Wald. You know, coming to you around 1 o'clock. Make sure that you tune in for that. That's coming at 1 o'clock. So, yes, how much do you believe? How much do your beliefs really shape the life you live? That's what we have been looking at this morning. We're looking at that, you know, your belief, your believing system, your framework of ideas and convictions influences how we interpret the world and how we make decisions and how we interact, with others. And, we went into depth looking at our, you know, various believing system, like your religious believing system, your cultural believing system, your political believing system, your, you know, scientific, your social, your personal believing system. So, yeah, and looking at how now, how does belief shape your thinking, and how does belief influence your emotions, and also how belief drive your behavior. So, yeah, and we were able to give also some examples. And what I wanted to look at also is that, you know, your belief don't come out nowhere, okay? It's not just, you know, it's not something that, it doesn't come out nowhere. You know, they are shaped by, you know, more related to what we said earlier on, they are shaped by your childhood experience. So in the way how you relate to the world, it comes from how you were brought up, what your family taught you. So that make your believing systems. And then What I want you to understand here is that you may have come from a painful experience as a child. That painful experience may continue actually to influence the decision you make, influence the way you think, the way you feel, and the way you make decisions, because that's your foundation, your fundamental foundation of the decision you make, the emotions you know shape influence the emotion you have, okay, and the way you think. So the other thing is also that you also have to think of your cultural norms. What's your community value? What are your community values? So we all behave based on our cultures, on our community values. So, and this is when I'm asking you to examine some of this custom, of some of these values, because they may be redundant. Eh? They may be destructive. You know, they may be limiting. And those that are still, there could be also those that help you to grow as a person. So, and then, as I said, your belief don't come out of nothing. They don't come nowhere. They're coming from your personal experience. What life has shown you works, you know, and maybe it doesn't. So you have seen how what is work and what it doesn't work according to your experience. You know? So, and depending what you went through, maybe you were at a certain time in a certain place at a certain, you know, time in your life, and that experience wasn't good. From that time, you may actually develop values and believe being dictated to the situation you were in. And sometimes you don't let go of those. You become now, you might have been, let's say for example, when you were young, maybe young age, you could have been raped, violently raped. And from that point, you know, you develop a belief that you hate men. You hate men. So you see how that has become, that at that mind when you create that belief was actually to protect you. It wasn't wrong to start to believe that. It based on where you were at that point in time. And it was, you created that belief, or you developed that belief. Sometimes you develop without consciously, don't kind of like, I'm going to develop a belief to hate men. No. It's just something that comes from, it's deductive from your experience. So, and over the years, you haven't examined that. It's still actually detecting, dictating, influencing how or shaping how you relate to men in your relationship. Now you are in conflict where now you are grown up and everybody have boyfriend and girlfriend and they are married, but there's still that voice, there's still that belief of I hate men. It may not come to your conscious. It might not come to the fore, you know, where you really say I hate men. You just find that you really have not much interest. Eh? You really don't have much interest in men, it coming from what happened to you when you were a child. So, and do you see how now that becoming limiting to the way how you relate to men? Now you're grown up and you actually want to become, you want to become a wife, you want to marry. So these are the issues, these are the things that, you know, that I want you to understand, that I want you to open to and be able to examine that within your own life. I said to your belief, don't come out of nowhere. They come out from media influence. Some are coming from your media influence. Nowadays, when you woke up, you scroll from 8 to 8 in the morning, from 8 to 8. So what you are consumed online, in books, on TVs, have influence on your values, on your beliefs. It has influence. And if you want, what do you find yourself speaking more? What do you find? Ooh, English is gone, man. English is gone. What do you find speaking? What is that you speak more often? What do you find speaking? What do you find more, my good Lord? You find yourself speaking more about what? So sometimes you find yourself speaking more about things that you look, that you watch. You know, if I look at my daughter's, what she's looking at and what she commonly watch, look at series of some kind of, you know, of certain interests, of her certain interests. And she would speak about that. You come to me and say, Daddy, you know what? I was watching this series and this is what, you understand. And if I look at what my son listened to kind of music now, he's in a teenager, 18, 19, you know. So what you look at, well, and I look at my wife, what she look at, you know, it's totally, you can see what people talk to you about. It's what they are fed. It's what they consume online, in books. For me, it's more like in books, much more in books. Yeah, rather than on much online, you know. And events impact our lives profoundly. They cause us to form beliefs. Remember that all this, whatever you're going through, causes you to form a belief, to form beliefs. And often this is unconsciously. These are done unconsciously, not something you consciously kind of, okay, I'm forming a belief. But no. So you start to behave in a certain way based on your experience. And sometimes you have no idea how you construct that belief. It's sometimes, most of the time, happen unconsciously. And now that would affect your entire worldview. Can you think of an event that has impacted you in a positive or a negative way? Can you think of an event? There are a couple of events. It could be an event or could be a death of somebody. And you decide, man, oh, my life is over. That's a belief. My life is over. And then everything come down, everything now just go down the hills. Just that belief that my life is over, you're actually telling your mind that do nothing. And anything that you try, it may not work out just because of that belief. It could be in a positive way also, you know. I got to do, now I'm on my own. I need to live. I need to support myself. And what does that do? It creates, you know, that momentum. It creates that energy. It creates you being creative. So do you understand? I hope you're following. It could be knowledge, certain things that you have learned. All of those have influences. As I said, your beliefs are coming from your knowledge. So we all create belief around the result of past achievement or failures as well. So even from future vision, imagined experience of the future, that also determined our belief. All right? So, and lastly, because we reached the time, is that, you know, our belief act as a filter, you know? So just it acts as a filter, which now we perceive and interpret the world. This filter is how we interpret the world, how we perceive the world, We do it through our belief system, our believing system. So they influence how we make sense of our surrounding and how we interact with other people and also how we respond to challenges. So the lens of belief can either expand our horizons or actually limit our potential. And depending on whether our beliefs are empowering or restrictive. And that's the whole idea of what we went through today. So there are positive beliefs that, you know, when you believe in your potential, for example, your mind is attuned to opportunities that align with that belief. So, and also when you are on the flip side, when you believe in a negative belief can blind you. It can blind us from those positive possibilities. So when you hold the belief that you are not good enough, or you are incapable, or you're not good enough or capable, you are more likely to dismiss opportunities, you know, fearing failure or rejections. Yeah. So as you are at the very beginning of your study, of looking for work, of anything that you want to do in your life this year, take a moment to reflect on your beliefs. Okay? Are they helping you noticing opportunities? Okay? Are they helping you, you know, looking at life more in a positive way? Or are they holding you back? So if you find yourself dismissing possibilities, challenge those beliefs. Ask yourself, what if this belief isn't true? What would I see if I believe the opposite? So, yeah. So Gandhi made a remarkable observation about the psychology of belief. Men often become what they believe themselves to be. If I believe I cannot do something, it makes me incapable of doing it. So, but when I believe I can, then I acquire the ability to do it, even if I didn't have it, you know, even if I didn't have it in me at the beginning. So be aware of our belief. Let's be aware of our own beliefs and be aware of our beliefs, and also working to challenge and adapt them when necessary can also contribute to the more fulfilling and a healthier life, a healthier lifestyle and relationship experience. So that's all what we have for you this morning. And let me hand you over to Elizabeth, who's coming up with Elizabeth World. For me, Mike Oshaveli, I wish you a good Saturday afternoon. Relax. We will be journeying with you this whole afternoon. There's still a lot of programs that are coming your way that are absolutely, you know, help you to relax and learn one thing or two as you are relaxing. So from me, Mike, let's see each other until actually Monday, when we are unpacking the day. So have a good Saturday afternoon. A goodbye from me.